Let's get you out to America's Radio Newsline. Standing by, Ed Kilgore. He's the managing editor of the Democratic Strategist and a senior fellow at the Progressive Policy Institute. Mr. Kilgore, welcome to America's Radio News.
Thanks so much.
Sir, I've been eager to get you on the program. Wanted to talk to you about it. Since you are a Democratic strategist, this morning, this raising some eyebrows, Mr. Axelrod appearing on ABC saying, hey, you know, about the president's jobs plan, we're not in a negotiation. It's going to be an all-or-nothing type deal. And then you contrast that with what happened over these last couple of weeks with high-profile Democrats like Maxine Waters telling Tea Partiers to go to Hades, to go to hell. Vice President Biden referring to his political opponents as barbarians. Democrats calling these Tea Partiers terrorists. Frederica Wilson calling them enemies. And, of course, Mr. Hoffa's infamous quote about SOBs. At the same time, you've got the White House saying, why won't you Republicans work with us? And I guess I'm going to ask you to sort through this message of saying, hey, why can't we work together? It seems to be the Democratic message, you barbarian terrorist SOBs.
Well, you did some pretty massive cherry picking of comments over a fairly long period of time.
Well, it is relatively consistent, though, sir, is it not?
I don't think there's any question that from the beginning of 2009, the president in particular has been consistently reaching out to Republicans on every conceivable measure, rhetorically, legislatively, month after month, year after year, and I'm not being partisan here. This is a very open thing. The Republican Party, after the 2008 election, adopted pretty much a party-wide strategy of just saying no.
Well, give an example of a reach out.
About the president?
Yeah.
Oh, he reached out to Republicans on the stimulus package, actually managed to get a few to help him. He included tax cuts in the original stimulus measure, which he probably wouldn't have. Senate Democrats spent months and months trying to get Republican senators to negotiate with him on health care reform. The answer was no. Even with polls showing people in both parties favoring a balanced approach to deficit reduction, including both tax increases and spending cuts, and with the president and congressional Democrats supporting spending cuts unlike anything Democrats have ever supported, still hardcore, no compromise among Republicans. And as you probably know, a lot of rank-and-file Democrats have actually been furious with the president for his continued bipartisanship. So I think what's happening now is the president's finally drawing a line in the sand. And I don't think you've heard him calling anybody terrorists or anything like that. He simply said, look, you know, we've been talking about this for years. We've got to do something about the economy. There has to be some give on both sides. I'm including Republican ideas. I'm proposing things that Republicans in the past have supported. So, you know, come to the table or I'm going to bash you. And
right.
I think it's a pivot to a general election campaign message as well, in which he's trying to establish that there is a significant contrast between the basic approach, the economy and the role of government between the two parties, and he needs that to get reelected.
We're speaking with Ed Kilgore, managing editor of the Democratic Strategist and senior fellow at the Progressive Policy Institute. So you mentioned the election. Obviously, we're getting into full swing here. And, you know, a long time ago, seemingly just after the president got elected, Senator Mitch McConnell pretty much said his goal was to make sure this is a one-term president.
Right.
It seems like Republicans were shooting down the president's plan before he even announced it last week. And now, sure enough, they don't like it. They don't like the plan, and they're not supporting parts of it. They're talking about how the president's planning on raising taxes. Are we just going to be at a stalemate for the rest of the term for this president's
term?
Well,
I mean, you've got this whole super committee process that's going to unfold very quickly on deficit reduction, and that will force some sort of resolution or automatic cuts unless they all just reach agreement to put it off again. But, oh, yeah, we are at something like stalemate. I mean, you know, if you watch the Republican presidential candidate debate last night from Florida, and listen carefully, there is not a single positive thing any of these folks want government to do to help the economy or really do anything else. It's all about basically disabling government, eliminating regulations, and cutting taxes. If you don't believe there can be any positive government role in life, in national life, and the only thing you can do is, reduce government. That's the only thing you'll ever consider to do anything. Yeah, that's a fundamental difference between the two parties, and we'll just have to slug it out in 2012.
So let's talk 2012. We understand that no president since FDR has won a second term with unemployment over 7.2%, and Rick Perry looks like he's the front runner, could very well be up against the president. We're up against the clock here, but do you think the president still has a shot at a second term in beating Perry?
Absolutely, absolutely. And for a number of reasons, but one of them is his very high personal favorability ratings. But the other is that, the Republican Party made a decision after 2008 to do something no party has ever done after two consecutive defeats, to move away from the political center. This is going to help the president create a contrast between the two parties and make this a choice between two visions of the country, not just a referendum on life during his administration.
All right, Ed Kilgore, managing editor for the Democratic Strategist and a senior fellow at the Progressive Policy Institute. Sir, don't lose our number. We'll keep you in the Rolodex. We're having you back on here on America's Radio News as the 2012 election moves on.
Anytime.